Good. You got the first one is fine. Just it's a little fuzzy, but the second one, you know, you also should be able to see. Do you see the second one as well, Amir?
I can see the second one too. I was just wondering which one you wanted us to open.
Open the second one. Open the African Constitution too. Okay. So let's get clear. Incidentally, Safia indicated that she would not be here. Her and her mother got something else going on today. Okay, so everybody's looking at 161. The origins, we read some from the origins of African democracy. We read particularly the part of under the origins of African democracy, the constitution of any people or nation, written or unwritten, derives from the customary rules of life. And that what we now call democracy was generally the earliest system among various people throughout the ancient world. What was relatively new development was an absolute monarchy. Okay, now that's certainly something you want to highlight in terms of your notes as you read this. You want to make notes from this. This is the foundation, because it will stop a lot of Chancellor Williams confronts in this way a lot of misinformation. As you read world history, U.S. history, U.S. government, it will also act like that the what is here, that is the current state of democracy, is a recent development of mankind. Okay, and we talked about that last time. What is the concept that I just illustrated with that? If I were to say that democracy is a recent development of mankind, what was the word that we used for that? Isachar, we're on the second page of the African Constitution 2. It's page 162.
Okay, then I'm there. Oh, that's where I thought you were.
Bible Castle, I'm still trying to download this right now. I downloaded from Drop, and I know where I saved it, but then when I went there, it wasn't there, so I'm going to try to download it from the file that Azadra sent me.
Alrighty. So as you do that, you can just kind of take notes on the side, so when it gets there, we'll make sure we talk about. Very good, Nasha. Universalism, the syntax of oppression. Again, how many of you have Urugu in your home? Okay, we're just, alrighty. If you have it, go get it. Actually, we have a couple of copies, Ife. But yes, you will make sure that you, now if I have it, Ife, then you have to ask me for it and bug me for it to get it if you're going to assume you have it. Otherwise, you bug me to pay for it and get it yourself. All right. Okay. Now, let's, this is important to understand. You're going to see it again and again, because as you're studying this and as you are writing your research, you want to make sure you're not continuing to promote white supremacy unwittingly. Okay? Unwittingly. No, I do not anymore, Ife. We've disrupted everything, so I'm going to read some things, and then I'll make sure that I'm going to copy some things. I'm not asking y'all to go out and buy Urugu, although it's an excellent book, and we will have a course. We used to have a study group on Urugu and Amos Wilson's Blueprint for Black Power. I don't know why my video is not working. I do know why my video is not working. It's not working because I'm probably in another room as well. And so let me see if it'll pick up now. Nah, I'd have to log out and log back on. But just so that you understand, there's a chapter called Universalism, the Syntax of Oppression. Okay? So if I were to buy, as you see in your chapter, if you read that and you were to buy some notion that democracy, very good, I'm glad you have it, is some recent development of mankind, or the thing that I read that the senator or the person was debating on the floor in support of the Patriot Act, you know, there's been this attack on mankind. Then do you understand what's happening? Yes, what he said is enough. That's where we're reading from. Go to one page 162. Then if you are, if this is an attack on mankind, if democracy is a recent development of mankind, then you continue the notion that previous governments were primitive in the negative, limited sense, not primitive as in first, okay? Is this the chapter that goes over democracy and monarchy also? We're talking about both of those, a contrast in that sentence there, that I'm responding to your question, Isachar, that democracy was generally the earliest system of various people throughout the ancient world. What was relatively new development was absolute monarchy. In last class, we looked that up. So, of course, you want to know, you're going to have to know, what's democracy? Yes, Akila, you can still be able to make it out. And the reason that I said you download the other two pages is because the other two pages have it clearer, okay? And it's the same document. At least the first four pages are the same, okay? But as I go through it, you'll be able to still make it out, okay? Yeah, all right. So you want to be clear in terms of vocabulary. Just as we start, what is democracy? What is a monarchy? As you prepare for your writing and prepare for quizzes, you want to know, be particularly careful about that universalism as oppression, okay? Now let's go on. I'm going to come back to that because I'll read to you from some of Marimba Ani in just a second, and then we'll have you have some copies of some sections. I don't want to copy the whole chapter, but I'm looking at which parts to go to. Let's move forward in this one now to page the second paragraph. A key issue is that the internal influence theory, that is what he's confronting, is that different people in different places, faced with different circumstances, often develop the same solution or similar solution, as opposed to if people develop democracy, they must have learned it from one single source, because they weren't smart enough to do it themselves, or they couldn't have done that, so they got it from somebody, and of course that is, we're still on page 162, and we're at the second paragraph under the section that says, excuse me, just a minute, 161, so 162. Under the origins of African democracy, excuse me, that's not where I was. I'm sorry. Just above the origins of African democracy, a student of comparative history. That's where we are, Anasha. Thank you for asking. You know, we covered this before, but I just want to reinforce that, okay? A student of comparative history, which is what you are. You are a student. This is comparative. Typically, this doesn't happen until college. Most times, you're just fed propaganda in high school. Then you're expected to undo that. Well, actually, not really. It's just more propaganda disguised as comparative. In this case, though, you this chapter, the section that we read, has you, Chancellor Williams is confronting the internal, external influence theory. And from that, we reviewed Baba Clark's information. So which one of his myths is equal to the external influence theory? Which one or ones of Baba Clark's myths is equal to or relative to, similar to, this external influence theory?
the one about how the white people came and they were trying to, you know, they gave black people their God, like, they needed a God, and, like, they forced their God and on these people because they thought that they were uncivilized.
Mook, the myth of civilization, the myth of enlightenment, okay? The myth of bringing a new God to a heathen, okay? No, actually not as much the new God to a heathen. In this case, it would be more enlightenment or civilization, okay? In a sense, he's saying, in this case, external, that is, if someone developed democracy as an option, then Europeans would say, well, if they developed it, which Europeans got there and taught it to them? Or which so-and-so got there and taught it to them? Now, it doesn't mean that you don't have influence in how people influence each other. That is a fact. And it is misused very often to know that if white people didn't get there, or certain people didn't get there, then certainly they couldn't have had democracy in Africa. Because everybody knows that democracy started in Greece, isn't that right? The ancient Greek, Greco-Roman city-states, that's where democracy started, right? All right, great. So you want to know that. And as you read, you will find various allusions. Spell that word, various allusions, not illusions. Allusions that are designed to create and perpetuate illusions. Now write those two words and make sure you're clear about the difference. You'll find various allusions designed to perpetuate a white supremacist illusion. What's an allusion? Akanke? Okay, anybody, ask for a lifeline. See if anybody will want to give you a hand. Okay, Akanke, ask for a lifeline. What is an allusion? Okay, you have a volunteer. Okay, and you're asking for Ife. It's up to you. You get to choose, Akanke.
Whoever wants to go, Isaac Char, he can go if he wants to.
An allusion is a figure of speech that makes a reference to or representation of a place, event, literary work, myth, or work of art. But either directly or by implication.
Great. So what do I mean an allusion that supports a white supremacist illusion? What's an illusion anyway?
An illusion is like, it's like a facade, something that's not true. It's like something that you can see but it's not really there.
And the question was, in an illusion covering an illusion?
Nope. An allusion that supports an illusion, the illusion of white supremacy. Okay, no takers on. All right. So if I allude to democracy connected to Greco-Roman city-states as being the birthplace of it, then how would that in this case support or promote the illusion of white supremacy?
Maybe that you would make people think that Africans are savages and white people were like the birthplace of society, humanity, and people think that maybe they were higher or, you know, superior because of that.
That's right. That is, in this case, democracy supposedly being the highest form of government. Then if that started with the Greco-Roman people, you had African people before. But, you know, their form of government was just not so good, you know. And this was the highest form. I'm sorry that you don't have... I'm reading from you one of the books I picked up at a someplace. It says Constitutional Democracy, Chapter 1. And the very first line, it says, the oldest constitutional democracy in the world, the United States of America, has survived for more than two centuries. Yet it is still an experiment, still a work in progress. We think of it as an enduring strong government, but in a real sense, our constitutional political system is built on a fragile foundation. Okay, now, where is the European supremacy, the white supremacy in that? Where is the misinformation in that, given what you've been reading so far?
Can you repeat the question? I couldn't hear you, and I'm on this, like, way weird delay.
Okay, let me read it again. This is chapter one. The book is Government by the People, National Version. Okay, it's a textbook in its 20th edition. Chapter one is entitled Constitutional Democracy. And the first line says, the oldest constitutional democracy in the world, comma, the United States of America, comma, has survived for more than two centuries. Yet it is still an experiment, still in work, a work in progress, etc., etc. What's the problem with that?
They said that the oldest constitutional democracy in the world is the United States government.
Well, it is. You see, I can show you our constitution. Here it is, written right here on paper. Right in the back of this book, there it is, right there. It's the Constitution is written, the oldest constitutional democracy in the world. So what you talking about?
I think the problem with that is that with all the time that they spent on the fixing, quote unquote, fixing this country and their democracy. If you look in Africa, they already have had all their systems of government up and running and suitable and without many flaws.
Show me the written constitution. There may have been other kinds of various forms of government, but the United States, ours is the oldest constitutional democracy. Now, how can you refute that?
I think the first problem with that is, like, it's a lie. So, we know that, like, even if you take, I guess, if you leave constitutional in there and say that no other government was constitutional, then it creates an illusion that basically that was the first constitution. So everything before the American government was, like, you know, like, not civilized, not democracy, not anything that should be good and respected as a good form of government. So everything else before that is, you know, pretty much not significant. So that takes out a huge chunk of history, and now you're starting with it's older than two centuries. Like, two centuries? Give me a break. Are you serious? That's not even going back to Greece and all that, which at least has some form of government.
'Tis true what you say. And please do not give away. Okay, I want you now to go to the African Democracy 162 and read for me, somebody, the first sentence. Read for me the first sentence. Go for it.
I would, but I can't see the page and hold the document at the same time.
All right. There's actually two ways to do that. There's a little piece of software that you can install. It's called File Box Extender, and it actually will allow you to make any window sticky. All right, that's a new one, Ife. I don't think I let you know that one. Let's see here. I'll see if I can get it. And others, you also can move them side by side. But okay, Akila, if you can do that, would you start while I get that link?
Okay. A student of comparative history can see without difficulty that various people scattered all over the world often develop similar instructions without ever having
Hold it. Not there. Go right to under where it says Origins of African Democracy. Also, Isachar Ife reminds me of something that's so simple, and I always forget it. I don't always, but sometimes I forget it. You can press F12 so that you can, when you press F12, it's the same as pressing the mouse. So that means you can look at the screen, but press F12, and we will hear you. We'll do that next time. Akilah, continue. Akilah, continue, please.
Oh, you couldn't hear me reading? Okay, I was just reading to nobody, but it's okay, hold on.
I guess you could hear her. You right there? Come on, y'all. No, we couldn't hear you. Press the talk down button and let it roll.
Can you hear me now? Okay, now you can hear me. The foregoing observation suggests that the constitution of any people or nation, written or unwritten, derives from its customary rule of life that we now call democracy. What we now call democracy was generally the earlier system among various people throughout the ancient world.
Great. Now, one, yes, we could hear you very well. Thank you so much. Okay. Now, constitution, written or unwritten, derives from its customary rule. Okay. Now, what others will say is, if it's not written, it can't be a constitution. What Chancellor Williams is saying, what are you, crazy? A constitution doesn't have to be written. That's why I said, what is a constitution? Where did you find, Ife? I think you put a definition there. What is a constitution? Let's see if by understanding what a constitution is, do we have to agree that it has to be written? All right, Ife has written up in the text chat, constitutional, sanctioned by, or consent with, or operating under the law determining the fundamental political principles of government. So if something is constitutional, it is either sanctioned by, it's operating under, or it's consistent with the fundamental political principles of government. So in order to have government, do we have to have a written constitution in order to have political, fundamental, understood, obeyed, fundamental principles of government? Now, is there a constitution operative in your house? Are there customary rules? What is the constitution of the Smith house? Is there a constitution of the Madzimoyo, Ashakir, and Anderson house? What are some of the laws and what are some of the division of powers in your house? What's the government in your house?
I would use the African, the traditional African way for government. How you were reading the other day and you were saying, and it had the points of how the government were ran, the elders. I have it written down here, the elders of each family or clan is its chosen representative on the council. Decision in the council are made by the elders. The land belongs to no one, and each family has a right to the land free of charge. How decisions are made, decisions would definitely be made by the elders, but everyone will be treated equally and everyone will be not punished over the crime that they have either committed or done.
Wonderful. Now, that's great that you like those, and I'm glad you read those, and I want y'all to know those, okay? You really do. I want you to know those. That's before trouble, okay? And if you don't know it, okay, just like if you don't know this part here, when you start reading, you'll get bamboozled by this democracy, theocracy, monarchy, oligarchy, okay? What I'm asking for, Isachar, and all of you, is what is the government in your house now? Not what you want to create. What is the government in your house? You know, how are the laws made? Okay. Who makes some laws? What are some of the laws? Okay. I believe there's a government operating in your house today. And it probably is not, there's a constitution operating, although it probably is not written. Talk to me about this. This don't take a long time, all right? Ife, you put something in the text chat. Anybody else? I'm off the talk now button. You got it. You don't have to be exhaustive, Ife. I like that you've laid some out, you know. Y'all, someone, what are the laws in your house? How are decisions made? How are resources allocated? You see? Come on, y'all. Talk to me. Type. Talk. Hit it. No. Just start typing and talking.
I would say when it comes to resources, don't leave your refrigerator door open because, you know, you could waste some electricity, which is resources in my house. Or don't leave the water on.
Very good. That's one of the laws in your house. Don't leave the water on. Okay? Don't cut the water. Don't be wasteful of resources here. Okay, that's one law, right? Type it in the text chat. That's a law in your house. What are some other laws in your house? Okay. And what are some rights? You got some rights in your house? Because different houses got different rights.
As far as who makes decisions, it's basically the, like, our church or the elders or the authority figures. Yeah.
Do you have a say? Great. So the authority figures, mom and dad, may make, you know, the decisions. The final decision, do you? You don't have any. I doubt that very seriously, but it's okay if you do. And does your whining have any effect? Do you say, this is something that I'd like, and you get it? Nope. Okay, great. So authority, your mom and dad makes the decisions, and you have to appeal to them, and when you appeal to them, you may get something that you want or may not. And are there areas that you have more say in than other areas?
Yes, like in the kitchen, because my mom, she doesn't do much in the kitchen, like of course cooking or anything, so pretty much, you know, you can pretty much make whatever you want.
So you got some areas where you do have decisions. Well, now, similarly, when a government will say, for example, some states, because if we're government of a national government, then we have some states, and there's some areas that states can make some decisions in, and that we won't mess with too much, okay? Or maybe not at all, unless it just crosses over to some stuff, okay? Just like I saw, Nasha, you said something about your bedroom anyway. All right, great, keep it going. Akanke, is there government in your house?
Kinda is. My mom usually and my baba usually make up, like, you know, what's supposed to be done in the house and how I'm supposed to act. And in terms of having my own rights, it's just like dealing with my room, making sure that my space is clean and being respectful to people who come over to my house and respectful to the elders and listening to whatever is told, you know, just doing whatever I'm supposed to do. And that's what, you know, the government is in my house.
Great. All right, so you got the sense of government. Now, I'm going to continue because this is some stuff you're going to get. In the same chapter, it redefines democracy, means government by the people. Y'all might take notes on this part. The Greek word demos, D-E-M-O-S, means the people. And kratos, C-R-A-T-O-S, means authority or power. Put those two in there. Demos, D-E-M-O-S, and kratos, K-R-A-T-O-S. Those are Greek words. Okay. If I said C, is my bad. K-R-A-T-O-S means authority or power. So democracy, with the K changing to a C, means government by the people. Okay. Not by one person. By one person is a monarch. Put that down so you got that. Dictator or priest. Okay. And or government by the few, And a government by the few, all right, is an oligarchy or aristocracy. All right. Oligarchy. Or aristocracy. Got it? So, now that's by the few. Okay, by the one, you got a dictator. Okay. Now you also have, gracious, it just lost me. When business rules, it'll come back to me in a minute. Anyway, that's a side point. Now, the so here's a sleight of hand. You know, they said, well, the Greeks had a form of direct democracy, okay, in which the citizens came together to discuss and pass laws and select their rulers. now, notice rulers versus leaders. Just note that, and Chancellor Williams alerts you to that a little bit, okay? These Greek city-states did not last. Most degenerated into mob rule and then resorted to dictators. Okay? So why would that be? Why would you have, if you have direct democracy, as what they call it here, where the citizens came together to discuss and pass laws and select their rulers? Okay? And most of that degenerated into mob rule and then resorted to dictators. What about that? Now, contrast that to, you know, so because they're getting ready to set up that direct democracy is not cool. But constitutional democracy means something else, and that's cool. But direct democracy, by implication, if people have direct democracy, where citizens come together, discuss, and pass laws and select their rulers, that degenerated into mob rule and then resorted to dictators. Okay, I'll just let that be out there, all right? Now, let's just go to the next section. Democracy today means representative democracy, okay? All right, to use the Plato term, a republic in which those who have governmental authority get and retain authority directly or indirectly as a result of winning free elections in which all adult citizens are allowed to participate. Okay, so you got three terms you want to get here, because I want you to know about them, and I also want you to know the white supremacy that's built into it, and how to take the good and leave the other one. There's democracy, there's direct democracy, and then there is representative democracy. Okay, now representative democracy, where you're supposed to have as a result of free elections in which all adult citizens are allowed to participate. Okay, so now one piece here is, of course, you get to define who a citizen is, because of course the United States was have the oldest constitutional democracy, but during much of that time, you and our ancestors in captivity. While we were adult, we were not considered citizens, and so we could not participate. Okay, so just don't get bamboozled as you go through this. Now, let's go on to constitutional democracy. As used here, refers to a government in which the individuals who exercise substantial government powers do so as a result of winning free and relatively frequent elections. It's a government in which there are recognized, enforced limits on the powers of all governmental officials. Okay, so that's constitutional democracy. So now let's flip to Chancellor Williams, page 163. Okay. By contrast, because you're going to be doing comparative piece, all right? Without necessarily conforming to a predetermined Western pattern of state, indeed, what is called a stateless society in Africa would hardly be classified as such in the West, for the Western definition of state does not include the requirement of one man as its executive head. A state being a collection of people occupying a given territory and living under their own government independent of external control. These forces are set forth at the outset because both the constitutional system and its offspring, African democracy, originated in chiefless societies. And what is even more significant, democracy reached its highest development here, where the people actually governed themselves without chiefs, where self-government was a way of life and law and order were taken for granted. Now, this is again, when you put this with the universalism syntax of oppression, when I read to you from government by the people, then you get a sense of way back there in the Greek city-states, people tried to operate with what they call direct democracy. And when they did, it degenerated. So now we're assuming then that such degeneration is just what mankind will do. Okay? That if you have people coming together to govern themselves, it will degenerate into mob rule. Okay? And we can think that that is what all people will do. But you have evidence here, at least according to the research as published in Chancellor Williams' Destruction of Black Civilization, that that was not true. That may have happened in Greece and Rome, but that didn't happen with us. Okay? All right? Are you with me on that? Are you seeing where I'm going? Okay? This foundational piece, because as you get ready to do your research, my job is to get you prepared so you don't fall prey to the same kinds of misinformation. Nobody did this for me. I really wish they did. Okay. So let's. Okay. What time is it? 10. Okay. I have a panel at 10:30. Okay, Nasha. So this class is over at 10:30. So we have 15 more minutes. As you are reading now, the two things you should have: either you've gotten your book from library or from Goodwill, or you've used some sites online to begin to chart out, take notes, and begin to see how you're going to portray the U.S. government. Okay, your job will be to present, and as you do research, you will be having to make notes every week. From those notes, you're making quizzes, and you're going to be sharing those with another student. All right. I got you. I hear you. We'll do the best we can. So you're going to do that. So of course, reading this piece from Chancellor Williams is critical. Read it, take notes, make stuff in the margins, and go back to it. Now, we're getting ready to, we got to answer two things, okay, right now, Asakar. One is who you paired up with. The other is what African country. Because you're also going to be researching United States government, African government of your choice, or African diaspora country, as long as it's a black-ruled country. And then right now we're using before trouble in terms of researching this part, and you'll begin to compare those, okay, and see are they operating the same, okay. And so there are a number of different ways you can talk about government. So you want to begin to look at how you are going to talk about U.S. government, and some things you'll find already laid out for you: the structure of the government, you know, how decisions are made. The Constitution, okay, and this has been critical because most times, if you looked at an African country or your house and you don't see it written, you would say you don't have a constitution, and that's ridiculous, okay. And that's the benefit of an inside-out perspective. It's the benefit of starting with your African scholars who've already gone down this road, who can give you a sense of how you might look at these things differently, and that's why we're going in this way. All right, so let's, because we have 11 minutes left, I think you will get a quiz from me on the African Constitution, on this chapter. Study it, take notes, And it will be, the first quiz will be a study quiz. It'll be, you'll be able to go back and look at some of the stuff, but you won't have as much time if you've not read it, you're not taking notes on it, okay? So, and then when you take it again, having, you know, then you, it will not be open book, okay? So that you get this down. But you ought to be, have notes, and this is your reference piece, okay? You'll be going back to it because you're going to see the Bill of Rights. Well, then, you know, most students and adults don't know that there's an African Bill of Rights. And so this is going to be your base. All right, at least for this part. All right, let's look at student pairings, and let's make sure everybody type in the African country. Isaac Char, have you chosen another country since Zimbabwe was spoken for? Unless you can convince Nasha to give it up. Yes, you have to study, take notes, and know this section. Know the section. This whole piece that I've given you, not chapter 25, that's good reading. Akanke chose Ghana. Akila, put your choice in. I know you, I know she told me. Let's go. Come on, y'all. Let's make some choices now.
I have Zimbabwe, but I didn't know that Nasha had it, so I have to pick another one now.
Man, Zimbabwe has become popular. What about Tanzania?
Well, the reason I picked Zimbabwe was because my mom knew somebody in Zimbabwe. And, but yeah, I can do Tanzania.
I'm going to defer to Nasha in this because her mama comes from Zimbabwe. And so, I'm going to defer to her on that one. Tanzania, Rwanda, there are many different African countries. There are 52 of them nations. Okay, is everybody clear? Isaac, what's your next choice since Zimbabwe is taken? Did I miss it? No, sir. Madagascar. All right. So, Now let's talk about some pairing. Two people are missing, Safia and Ife. What does that mean? That means who else is missing? Now. All right. Start proposing. Proposing who you'd like to pair up with. I say proposing because I will make the final decision. This is a constitutional monarchy. Well, I don't want you and your sister. I want you to cross with someone else. So I, so choose. And so that's the part that matters. All right, no, can't have her. Okay, y'all, come on now. Time's ticking. Well, Nile is not here often, so I'll be okay with you. Not no one choosing him right now until he proves that he wants to be here more consistently. All right, so Nasha is asking Akila for you to be her partner. Do you accept or not? And don't, you know, and you can say no, you know, or yes. Okay. Amira says, Akanke, will you partner with her? What do you say, Akanke? All right. Yes. Come on, son. You have Isaacar. What do you? There is Ife and there is Safia. Akila sent. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, Isaacar, you pick. Okay. No, now the other person has to accept. All right. So, is that everybody paired up except for Safia and Nile? All right. Sounds like a pair. Okay. So you know who your partner is. All right. Now I'm gonna go back to the to write in the course description, so you get a sense of. If you go to the course description under social studies, comparative government and history, okay. All right, what do you see here under the description? Okay. They must teach each other. Each student will be prepared with another. This pair will research, learn about their respective governments and history. They must teach each other through a series of presentations, papers, multimedia presentations, artistic or oral. They must create quizzes to test their teaching effectiveness. Each student must pass the quizzes by a rate of 80% or greater. Finally, each of the pair must write a comparative paper. This paper must be presented before at least three local groups, and the students must answer questions raised by the audience. The audience will complete evaluation forms for the student presenter. The student will then write a short essay in response to the audience feedback. The final presentation paper, along with the audience feedback forms and the short response essay, will be submitted by the end of the semester. This packet will account for 25% of the student grade. Now, each week, you are to take notes. Your notes will be both of what we did in class, but also they will include your research. You're not waiting until research is toward the end. You're doing research, and I will be seeing and checking that. You'll be asking me questions. When we come here, you'll be asking for clarification. You'll be saying, here's what I'm learning. Okay? So the first part, okay, help me out, Nasha. Let me see how can we improve this from last time. So what's included, and here we go again, y'all, that you want me to improve upon?
No, I was just joking. I was just saying that because Akilah was like, she was like, oh boy. So I was like, yeah, here we go again, you know, getting back into working and stuff like that. But that doesn't improve on anything. I was just joking.
That's cool. And let me know what you want, based on your experience, what you want me to do differently, okay, and how we can make it. I'm working hard to improve every year, just as I know you are, which is why what I want to be able to see every class is that you are doing research, okay? That is, there's information. Now, I don't mean you're just reading, but you're extracting it. You're putting it on a wiki page so that week by week there's an accumulation and there's also a direction, okay? And it is from your research that you teach, okay? And you create a quiz. That's the way that rolled, okay? And so that's what you got. Yes, Isaacar, you got it. Research, teamwork, classwork, participation. That's the Iowa way. Okay. Okay. So your job at this point is to start your exploratory research. And you have to decide. You first are going to explore. And then from that, you got to decide what the outline of your paper will be, so it's to direct your research. Because, of course, you can write. Do you understand what I mean by explore? Is if you're saying, okay, what's going to be included in your, what do you want included in your presentation of a U.S. government? Okay? And you start to think about those things that you think ought to be included. And you will explore by going to those sites and by going picking up books and all that and printing them out and saying. Because you can't in your 20-page paper say everything that could be said about U.S. government. And you want to also think about, oh, what kinds of things do you want to include in your, as you look at the African government. Okay? And, those are the two right now, and you create general brainstorming kind of outlines to guide your research. We're not talking about a specific outline of the paper yet, but beginning to explore, okay? You're comparing U.S. history with your African country and with trouble. That is, Africans before trouble and Africans' government during trouble, okay? And lastly, you'll be a small but significant part will be, what do you propose as a government to get us out of trouble? But we're going to be, I'll be helping to guide you with Chancellor Williams and other stuff during that, okay? Now, what you reading this will begin to give you a comparison of before trouble, okay? So you're already beginning to see an African Bill of Rights. So when you start seeing a U.S. Bill of Rights, you already see some. You know, there's an African Constitution. You'll be comparing it to those other two constitutions. Are you with me? All right, it's time for us to go. Please take your break. Nasha, we'll see you black when you get black. Others of you, please link to this page so that you see what to do. Quiz creation, I'll give you links to class mark if you don't know how to get there. But that's going to be critical. Also, you cannot, one last thing. If the person that you're teaching doesn't pass, doesn't make 80% or better, then that means you're not teaching. And unless you document that you've made attempts and the person didn't make the meeting and didn't whatever, is not paying attention, you got to document that you made the effort in order for that person's failure not to also be your failure. And so you got to pass each other's exam by 80% or better. The goal should be 100. Are y'all with me? Save the text chat and post it. Okay? You should know where your homework is. Okay? Alright, and I'll put the link to this actual to the site that gives the information there. Alright? Alright, folks. Love you. I'm excited about this course. Call me for clarity. I'm going to be your support. I'm going to be your guide. But this is a research course. It's also a presentation course. I want you to get good at doing presentations. You can use your Vidler to create a presentation that your classmate, your partner can see. All those things, I want you to be creative with that, okay? And use me to support you in doing that, okay? All right. That's right. Research, learn, and teach. Research, learn, and teach. Bye now. Appreciations.
And I appreciate BibleCaster just for teaching this class and for how much we learned. I appreciate everybody else for participating, and I'll see you after break.
Thank you, everyone, for participating and all the input that everyone went in. Thank you, teacher, for teaching us all of this. And that's such an enjoyable assignment to do, because I love kind of doing this kind of assignment.
I appreciate the input and output. I appreciate being able to do all this stuff. I still haven't got the book, but I appreciate everybody working with me trying to get this African Constitution on my computer. And I'll see y'all after break.
I appreciate everybody coming to class, and I appreciate everybody participating, and I also appreciate Bible Kessel for teaching this class.
Yes, thank y'all very much, and I appreciate Mama Vanekka. For her comment, appreciating the wonderful perspective, this wonderful course. Thank you for your daughter and your teaching and your life and your support of our Education Institute and our people. All right, y'all have a good break. Do well with piano. That's right, Isaacar. Thank you so much, y'all. Okay, who's here? Who's here? First link that I put in the text chat is a description of the course. We'll go over that. The second link is for the file box extender that will make any window that you have sticky. It won't go away when you click on something else, and you can resize it. Okay. Can't hear me clearly. Alrighty, we'll see if we can change that out. You just know you don't have to get $5. That's just an option. Can you hear me better now? All right, now I also want you to, some of you did this yesterday. Let me show you what Filebox will do by going to www.backtoblack.biz. I'm going to synchronize you there. All right, so everybody in the pen, put 034254. That's the pen. And you might save or bookmark this page, Back to Black, because when I want to show you something on my screen, then there. Your screen name is whatever you want to see. Okay? So everybody log into there, please. On your screen, you should see Welcome to WebShare. Log in. Do you see that? Let me know when you've logged. Just put in the PIN number, 034254. It's a PIN number. All right. Akanke is joined. Thank you. Medasi. Akila is joined. Medasi. Kanke, Keela, all right, come on, Isaacar, and Amira. Here, you're not logged into the web share. I mean, you're not logged into backtoblack.biz. Well, I don't see you, at least. Yes, you are. I'm sorry. You're there. All right, who's next? Amira. How's Amira doing, Akila, with her machine? Okay. Let me show you one of the advantages, some of the advantages of Filebox Extender. It allows for programs to be sticky. Okay, so you see that window there. This is a normal window that I pull up. I'll pull up another word processor as well. Welcome, Amir. And if I want to do something else, you see it disappears. Well, if I press that pin button there, then it won't disappear. It'll stay up. So I could go to the conference room. Not that one. I can go to the wherever I go, that one is staying up. Let me pull up the conference room. Okay. So if this is the conference room, now I'm pressing this button here will maximize it. See that? So that's the conference room. So I could have this up here. But this also can be another document. It can be a program like I got one notepad, note tab. Okay, so if I were using notepad, and I wanted to close that, but I wanted to type something in the room, okay? And I wanted that to stay up. I didn't want it to go away. Notice, since I loaded Filebox Extender, I can press that. So I can take notes. All right, and still listen to everything here, okay? See everything and whatever. Now, I don't encourage Notepad. I encourage something called QJot, or what you have on your already installed is something called Despad. Let's go to it. Programs, accessories. You'll have something called WordPad. Now, WordPad is a little cooler. It's quick. It's much better than for just doing quick documents than Word, because Word is heavy. Okay, in terms of it takes a lot of resources. You can press whatever, and I can take notes. Whatever I want to do. And notice, I can still go down here and say, what? And that kind of thing. So what Filebox Extender does is a small program. Now, another thing that it will allow me to do is, so that's making it sticky. You see that? That makes it sticky. All right, just by pressing that. All right, now, check this out. It also can mean a roll-up. All right, so check that out. I got a roll-up, and it's out of the way, but it's there. So I want to, you know, and so being able to type something quickly or take notes, boom. And the reason I like this one is because it also has some basic stuff, some bold, some bullets. You can change the spacing a bit, but it's still quick, okay? And, you know, and that's called, you know, WordPad. And if you are in the Windows system, it comes to you for free, built in. You can go, again, Start, Programs, Accessories, all right? And under Accessories, it's WordPad, okay? No matter what version of Windows you have. Now, not Notepad, WordPad. All right, let me get out. So that is a demonstration to you of two things. One, I'm demonstrating. Now, also, let's say I'm showing you my screen. And notice that's in maximize. It looks like it's maximized, but it's not. Because I can grab it. All right, so now I can make that like I want it. And move this over here. I'm going to close this now. No, I don't want to keep it. And I want to demonstrate to you something on my screen, but still want to talk to you by pressing the Talk Now button here, but still show you my screen over here. I do encourage you, though it's not required, for you to download Textbox Extender, okay? And unless the particular program has a block on it. Now, you see that's not the case with every window, but most windows, you'll see it come up there. All right. Everybody there? Yeah, you can log out now. Everybody back? I said, Char, I got you. You want to know what computer and processor do I have? All righty, my friend. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to actually just send you an invitation, so, and for each one of you, so it'll be easy for me to go into a web share, and you don't have to go to backtoblack.biz. Let's see if I can invite you there. Isachar, put your email address. Everybody put in the text chat for me. I'm going to invite you to connect to web share, so that I can quickly go and okay, Akilah, I just got you. You should get an email. So check your email, please. Akilah, please join. And Akake, you're coming next, my dear. Okay, folks, Issachar is available, Issachar is available, Amira, and what you got? My sound is scratchy, okay.
Okay, I got the email, but I wasn't sure if you wanted us to download YouTube or what.
Oops, I'm sorry.
Bible Kessel, do you want me to download this YouTube on my computer?
Yep, it's not big. See what you can do. See if you can get in there. What basically allows to do is quickly, without you going to backtoback.biz, quickly, I can show you my desktop. If the conference room is down, then I still can show you a screen and go on with a class and stuff like that. But mainly, sometimes I want to be able to show you some things like I just did. It's a lot easier sometimes to show you than to try to tell it to you. Issachar, I'm going to answer your question while others are logging in. And here's how I'll answer your question. If you right-click on computer, and you will see what kind of computer that I'm using. I don't know if you can see that. I'm running Windows XP Professional Service Pack 3. I have the computer brand. It doesn't matter what brand it is, but it's a gateway brand. Okay. I'm running an Athlon 64 dual core processor 4200. I have 2 gigs of RAM. Okay. You see that? Does that answer your question? The computer is old. You can't see it now. Okay, let me. I thought I was. You're sharing my web. Issachar screen share started. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. It's now. I'll pull it up again. There it is. See it now? That's the system. XP Service Pack 3. That's the computer. The chip in the computer is an AMD as opposed to an Intel. It's a dual core processor, 4200, 2 gigs, and 2 gigahertz. It's operating at 2 gigahertz, 2.2, and there are 2 gigs of RAM. What's yours? Now, you know how you get here. You can right-click on my computer, go down to Properties, and you'll see it. Okay. So... right click on my computer, go to properties, and it'll show you that. So tell me what's yours. Yes, that's true. Also, I keep my stuff virus clear. There's a lot of stuff in it, but I don't have LimeWare is forbidden. You know, or anything like that. Most computers don't operate, because let me tell you that most of the computers that are in this office, however, operate on a Windows 2000, Windows 2K, and they usually have about 500 half a meg of RAM. Okay. Half a gig, 256K, then we went up to 500K, and they still can have different windows up, okay? What do you have? Everybody go to, if you're in here, who's joined the screen share? Isaacar is in the share. Who else is in the web share? Well, okay, Akila, I'm waiting for you. Oh, what about you, Akanke? It's okay. Then while it's waiting, go to my computer. You need a link. Well, hello, Ife. Wow, what happened to you? Seems like you fell off the truck. Couldn't get back on. Yes, you do. Hold on. I'll send it to you, to your Gmail address. Okay. Isaacar, you can get an Intel dual core processor. This system that I'm looking at here is at least like 4 years old. Okay. So, great. We may choose to cancel it. We got 7 days. I don't know how many days we've been using it, but let's see. So, Isaacar, how much do you think one of those will cost? Right, I'm waiting for everybody to get back on. Akanke, are you able to log in? Come on, I know this is not language arts, but it will help us as we're doing various things. So, Akanke, Akila, Amira, give me an update status. What exactly where? Okay, good. So, you can get a dual-core processor for $160. Excellent. Excellent. So you're not talking about having to break the bank. Okay. All right. So in the meantime, Akanke, you go to, just make sure you put it's back, www.backtoblack.biz, and you can go 034254 in order to see my screen. Now, the advantage of also you're logging in and you're downloading it is when you're working with someone, another classmate, and you want to show them your screen, you can do the same thing. You will get a code. Every one of you who's logged in, like right now, Isaacar can switch and can show me his screen. Okay. Yeah, I understand. Well, we need to tell it to get off of it. Okay. Tell it to stop doing it. Anyway, that's fine. Then you can make sure then you put backtoblack.biz in your browser or in your favorites so that you can go there. Also, write down somewhere 034254. I'll tell you each time, but you can do it that way, okay? The other way allows you to show your screen to other people as well, okay? So now, just so that I know, would you all tell me what you're operating with on, okay? Go to My Computer on your desktop, right-click on it, a menu will come out, go to Properties, and read for me the system and then the computer information on that main screen that comes up. It's the General tab. You don't have to go anywhere. Once you go to My Computer and Properties, it'll open on the General tab, and it will tell what operating system you're using and your computer. Ife, you don't have to do that. I know what yours is. Ife, also looking for you to log in. Oh, you are offline. You already are there. you know, you need to download Yugu, Ife. Just download Yugu. Y-U-U-G-U-U. Y-U-U-G-U-U. Once you go, go to my computer, right click on it, and go all the way down to the bottom. It says properties. Yes, Isaacar, I see that you are in and you are seeing my screen. Is that right? All right, great, Akilah. Okay. Can you see me? Let's see here. Available is Akilah. Yes, she is available. Very good. So I'm going to do show. I'm already sharing with Isaacar. I see. Well, I know that. Can I share with more than one person? Okay, now Akilah, you should be seeing me my screen. Isaacar, I am not sharing with you. No, you did not see your properties. Okay, no, do you see my property? No, I don't see your screen at all, Isaacar. You have to direct me. You know, click on my name. Right, and when you click on my name, then it'll under available. Then a little box will come out, and you can show me yours. Okay. All right, and you can. So I will accept. So now I can see now Isaacar up in the upper left-hand corner. Okay, Isaacar, I can see your screen now. So go to your properties. Now the other thing is I can also request control. So if you to help you in this way as well. No, not there. Well, okay, that'll work. Okay, so you're running XP Service Pack 2. You're running an Intel Celeron processor with so 1.7 gigahertz and about 2 gigs of RAM. Well, you ought to be able to have different windows up without a big problem if you keep your system clean. All right. And we're going to have some tech time, you know, some cute things. I'll make some videos because I do a lot of that, and I want to make sure my students and parents know how to keep their systems clean. Great. I can't talk to him now. You can. Okay, folks, let's move it from here. Just give me an update of what you got, and then we'll go from there.
How do you know when you're sharing a screen and when you're not sharing a screen?
Okay. It's really easy. If I'm, you know, one-on-one, if I want to, okay, Ife is on, so I'm going to show to Ife, and that means I'm already showing. It says, let's do this. Okay. Not a fear. It's not who I want to do that with. Let's... You started screen share with waiting for viewers to accept. I'm sorry. Okay, Ife, you should be seeing my screen now. Isaacar, up in the Yugu window, the chat window, it will say end. And when you are not sharing it, it will say show. Now, when you showing it to one person, you just choose their name and let them see it. If you want to share it with more than one person, then you don't pick their name. You just start web share from the top Yugu's screen under your name and to the right after find contacts. And also under that area where you, under your name, under the Yugu window over the right, you'll see screen sharing, or I can stop screen sharing. So it lets you know that you're doing it there. Okay? And you can also go into settings and make some changes and that kind of thing like that. Okay? Alright, any other question? Ife, do you see my screen? And you should see me online. Great. Great. I find this does not take a lot of bandwidth, so this actually is really great because it can allow us to continue sharing and doing stuff. You can share anybody that has joined you, and you can send invitations, then you you can share your screen and with them, and they can share with you. All right, let's get now the our tech time is done. Let's get to some language arts here. Okay, sure. All right, who did not read their did not get a chance to read their paper and get feedback last time, or who would like to?
Okay, this is Amir about Tesla. I didn't get to read mine last time because my internet went down, so I didn't get any feedback or anything.